September 6th, 2017. Once again, I, Maureen, see a great flame that I have come to know as the heart of God the Father. He says, I am the God of Abraham, Isaac, and Jacob. I am who am. I am the God of hope, forgiveness, and understanding. No cross visits you which has not first passed through my heart. Earth faces many conditions, conditions which test man's trust in me. You have your peace threatened by a maniacal leader in North Korea, who is amassing a nuclear arsenal. Your country is being threatened once again by a monstrous storm, a hurricane of unprecedented strength. This storm has already brought island nations to their knees. I desire your filial dependency upon me. Even in the gravest conditions, I can manipulate situations and circumstances to the victory of saving souls. If you do not trust in me, you cannot hope. If you do not hope, you are open to discouragement, even despair. My victory in each heart is your trustful reliance upon my moment-to-moment grace. Very often this grace is unanticipated. It may be small or great. Pray for the acceptance of the opportunity to trust. A note is given to read Philippians chapter 4, 4 through 7. Rejoice in the Lord always. Again, I will say rejoice. Let all men know your forbearance. The Lord is at hand. Have no anxiety about anything, but in everything by prayer and supplication with thanksgiving, let your requests be made known to God. And the peace of God, which passes all understanding, will keep your hearts and your minds in Christ Jesus. Another note is given to read Psalm 28, 6 through 9. Blessed be the Lord, for he has heard the voice of my supplications. The Lord is my strength and my shield. In him my heart trusts. So I am helped, and my heart exults. And with my song I give thanks to him. The Lord is the strength of his people. He is the saving refuge of his anointed. O save thy people and bless thy heritage. Be thou their shepherd and carry them forever. Scripture verses asked to be read by God the Father.